for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.
St Kilda 13.785, Gold Coast 13.684. The boys from Queensland, just hands on hips. Disappointing result. Wasn't pretty, but it was effective. St Kilda with the win. 13.785 to the Gold Coast, 13.684. Most goals on the ground went to Alex Sexton from the Gold Coast with four. Otherwise, had a couple through Wright, Fiorini, Swallow. There was a few that were important there, but St Kilda found a way. Membry and Bruce contributing five between them. Shaking of the hands, who you got in the peepers, Benny?
No, I was just having a look. There's a few irate St Kilda fans, despite the fact they won the game, and went over to just give the umpires some advice as they left the arena.
Well, I found the umpiring confusing, to be fair, but
it's been the best game of the round so far. I mean, that's the irony of the whole thing. I mean, there's some flat patches in it, but 13.7, 13.6, 80. I mean, at one point, it was entertaining.
It certainly was entertaining, but you wonder what the other teams are up the top.
You wouldn't say it's been a great round, would you?
Top end of the ladder. So St Kilda will be in the eight.
Yeah.
So, although, no, percentage
of action for you, okay? You'll be washing my car for a month.
they'll be in the eight momentarily.
You're worried, aren't you?
Absolutely not.
You did say after round one.
I did say after round one. You're a lunatic. No, there's absolutely no. You can go and drive your car through as much mud as you want because I will not be washing your car in September. Neither of these teams will be troubling the scorer. We might slide a quick breakaway. Come back with more in a moment. Dice and slice this one and look ahead to the following week as well. So St Kilda, by a point at Marvel Stadium. Thanks to Warralili, live, breathe, K-Rock football.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock football, back in minutes.
K-Rock!
Get up weekday mornings with Tom and Sarah Marie for breakfast.
Go, go, go!
Geelong has received the amazing news. Tom has had his baby girl.
Mum and Bub's doing great. Carly absolutely smashed it. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Sarah Marie, yeah, you're tearing up right now. Oh, it took 10 seconds and you're crying already.
I was crying yesterday when he called.
Welcome to the world, India May Lewis. See the photo of Bub's now at K-Rock Geelong on Instagram.
Fresh Daily with Tom and Sarah Marie. Subscribe to their podcast now at krock.com.au.
You can't get enough of me.
Filthy stains on the carpet. Icky, grotty grout. Imagine if you could have them gone with one phone call.
Don't panic. Call Steamatic.
With Steamatic's state-of-the-art equipment, you can have your carpets, rugs and wet areas looking like new. Commercial, residential, if you just can't stand those stains anymore, Steamatic will help you get your sanity back. Steamatic, a standout job every time.
Don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Now in Essington Street, Grovedale. Visit steamaticgeelong.com.au.
Hi, Gary Watts from Signature Homes. If you're building a custom design home, we'd love to see if we're a good fit for each other.
Daniel, the architect, came in, and while we were talking about our lifestyle and where we are, where we're going to, he was able to sit there and do a concept sketch, and that really impressed us.
For your free appointment with our in-house architect, register now at signaturehomes.net.au. Signature Homes, your custom design professionals.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock football.
K-Rock football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warralili, Harvey Norman and Subway.
So, Dave, can we take the song or not?
No.
No, okay. Hello, welcome back to Marvel Stadium. Just working out about the singing of the Saints song as they make their way around the Marvel Stadium and shaking hands. So, crowd of 20,000 in here. Kent Kingsley's going to dice and slice it. Parker on debut's making his way over to where I'd say that there is some crowd that have come along to watch him. And a couple of debutants, obviously, in there for both lineups. Bucky, you might start with you in terms of the Kerr's higher stats. Just give us a bit of a potted history. Kent Kingsley will give us his thoughts as well, and then we'll move through to our mark and goal. And also just go around the grounds quickly with GWS 20 and Essendon 4. That's the way it stands in the opening term. And our AFLW for Geelong. Unfortunately, they were well beaten by the Adelaide Crows. But Bucky for Kerr's higher.
Yeah, the Saints won the clearances in the end. 40. Let's have a look, sorry. Yeah, that 46 to 40, now the middle 16-11. So they got on top there. And in the contested possessions, it was the Saints 164 to 155. And they had seven more inside 50, 60 to 53. So you look at those stats and suggest, well, okay, a 1-point win is maybe deserved. Although the Gold Coast Suns did control large periods of that last quarter, just weren't able to put the score on the scoreboard. Individually, for the winners, Billings 28, but no score. Seb Ross 27, Nunes 23, 23 to Stephen, Loney 22 and a goal, Steele 22 and a goal, 20 to Webster and Sinclair, Sinclair kicking a goal, 19 to Gresham and a goal, Geary 18, Joyce was okay today, 18. Battle, like him, 6 marks and 18 touches. 3 goals, 1. Important game to Josh Bruce this afternoon. 4 marks and 18 disposals. Dunstan lifted 8. He had 18 and 7 in the last quarter. Parker, impressive on debut, the 23-year-old. 2 goals and 17 touches. Savage, 15. A couple of goals to Tim Membry, who got those both early. I think both coming in the first quarter. 11 disposals and 7 marks. And first gamer for the Saints, coming across from Melbourne, Dean Kent, 8 disposals, 3 marks, but more importantly, a really important goal in that last quarter on the boundary line. Fiorini was the best for the Gold Coast Suns with 30 disposals and 8 clearances, 5 inside 50s. Ballard, very, very impressive. He'd have to be in the votes this afternoon. 24 disposals, 4 marks, and he had 6 rebound 50s. Miller, 24, Miles 24, Power good, nice goal in the last quarter, 23 touches, Bowers 22, McPherson 20, Martin 19, no goals to Jack Martin, had a chance in that last quarter from long range, Sexton excellent, 18 disposals and 4 goals straight, Harbrow 18, 17 to George Hall and Smith, and Lockie Weller lifted after halftime with 16, Big Peter Wright. Not a bad game, just the 1 mark, though, from the big fella. 14 disposals and 2 goals. Swallow looked dangerous late in the game. 11 disposals, 3 marks, and 3 goals straight, playing with that injured right knee. That's a bit of a wrap for Kerr's higher. Koza, where it was the Saints by 1 solitary point, 13-7-85. The Suns, 13-6-84.
Okay, thanks to the crew at Kerr's higher for all the stats. For Goddings, your Kubota excavator specialist, Kent Kingsley, what was your wrap-up of the game?
Oh, yeah, look, it was a good scrap. Both teams were out to win and played quite aggressively. You know, there was a bit in the game, but I guess in the day, 16th versus 17th last year, it was pretty scrappy. A lot of skill errors, a lot of turnovers. Both teams struggled to take their opportunities when they had them, but you know, the Suns got out early and it looked like they were going to run away with it there for a while, 3 or 4 goals out early in the game, but Saints were able to bring them back, and I just think it was the experience of the Saints midfield in the end, Seb Ross, Nunes, these sort of guys that just got on top and just gave them too much supply. They had 37 entries in the first half, which is, you know, which is a lot. You're on track for 70 plus entries and a lot of football going in. Both teams struggled forward to capitalise, but I just think the Saints, just with the luck of those last couple of entries, that Gold Coast weren't able to capitalise on goals, that just swung it in the favour of the Saints. But it was a must-win for the Saints. They crawled home by their smallest margin, but it's going to be a long year when we're struggling to beat the undermanned Gold Coast Suns in Melbourne,
yeah,
by just a point. So yeah, both teams you'd imagine be bottom four sides again.
Well, the Saints have now got Essendon coming up again back here at Marvel Stadium on Saturday. Essendon are currently playing against GW.
Yeah, they're trailing at the moment.
Gold Coast
first quarter, 3 goals, 2. The Giants, Kayser, 20. and the Bombers four behinds. Didn't have a particularly impressive JLT series. Looks like they may have taken some of that into the first game against the Giants.
And Gold Coast have got Fremantle up there on the Gold Coast on Sunday afternoon as well. So Fremantle, you would suspect, are going to get across there and maybe give them a bit of a hard time. But the way it's stacked up wasn't pretty, and for St Kilda, that will be a really, really important win. You sort of get the clubs, you get the feeling clubs just hanging on by the fingernails at the moment with some big injuries and obviously not a lot of, supporter hopes at this stage. So having said that, it's nice to actually see Marvel Stadium with the Sunday kick-to-kick out there. So plenty of Saints fans and plenty of security out there as well. And they are all just enjoying kicking the footy out on the surface, which is great to see. It's one of those great traditions. So the Gold Coast fans, I don't know whether they're doing that or whether they've just packed up and climbed into their mini moke and headed home.
Yeah, look, these people get kicked off in about 3 minutes. You only land to have 3 minutes and then I'll start to fashion them off. It is a great part of traditional footy to be able to
take runners off too, did you know?
Yeah,
it was like a jumping castle.
Wouldn't surprise me. The centre square is completely roped off. But no, it's great the kids can get out there and have a kick, and the surface looks absolutely A1.
So many, it's a lot of people out there, isn't it? It's a bit sort of, I need to bring the 666 for all this.
It's a bit congested
after the game.
Well, you've also got it as a kid, it actually tunes your radar as to ball movement and what's going on, because unless you want to end up with one in the bonts, you've actually got to be aware of the 18 different balls that are actually travelling around at any given time.
It's definitely a different perspective when you're on the ground compared to watching it in the stands. You get down there and it just looks... Yeah. I mean, Kent, you obviously played on this ground, but it looks completely different once you're out there on the
surface. Camber of the ground and all those sort of things.
Yep.
There you have it. St Kilda 13-7-85 over Gold Coast 13-6-84. One that maybe slipped through the hands of Stewie Dew's team, and they'll be looking for amends next week. We'll come back with our mark and goal as well. We're into the fifth quarter for Signature Homes, your custom design specialist, and also City to Serve Solar, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficient Specialist, Essendon Street in Grovedale, and they've got Geelong's only interactive showroom as well. Get on board the KFC Twitter if you want to have your say. Luckily for St John of God Hospital, the injury updates were pretty minimal. Looked like there might have been a nasty knee injury a couple of times for the Suns, but luckily both players managed to be able to come back from those, and so that is a good result as well. Matches for broadcast next week, we've got plenty of them. We'll tell you about them, and we'll also wrap up what has been a big Sunday afternoon as well for AFLW. Go round the grounds. More in a moment. Live, breathe. Thanks to Warra Lily, K-Rock Football.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock Football in 2019 is covering the biggest games right across Australia and giving you more chances to win.
Yes.
This year, if you make it on air with a K-Rock footy team, you'll go into the draw to win over $6,000 worth of black frame solar panels from City to Surf Solar, including installation.
Ah!
All you've got to do is chat to the team about anything footy related on 52232955 and you'll be in the draw to win.
Wow.
Powered by City to Surf Solar, the region's solar power and energy efficiency specialists. Get more info and T's and C's at krockfootball.com.au.
Filthy stains on the carpet. Icky, grotty grout. Imagine if you could have them gone with one phone call.
Don't panic. Call Steamatic.
With Steamatic's state-of-the-art equipment, you can have your carpets, rugs and wet areas looking like new. Commercial, residential, if you just can't stand those stains anymore, Steamatic will help you get your sanity back. Steamatic. A standout job every time.
Don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Now in Essington Street, Grovedale. Visit steamaticgeelong.com.
Hi folks, Neil Crompton here. Is your car trying to tell you something? Creaks, groans, thuds, knocks, squeals, shudders and vibrations are common warning signs that something is wrong with your critical brakes, steering and suspension systems. If your car is telling you something, don't wait. Book a Petters brakes, steering and suspension check for just $28. Visit petters.com.au. No bull.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warren Lilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
And thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, this is the fifth quarter as the kick-to-kick goes on at Marvel Stadium. of course, here at Marvel Stadium last night. We had Hemsworth and Matt Damon and all the rest of it, and Footscray playing in those awful Thor type outfits. I don't know why we need to muck around with our jerseys quite as much as we do, but anyway, there you go. That's my statement. Bucky, what have you got for mark and goal?
Just quickly around the grounds, 3-4-22, the Giants lead the Bombers, 4 behinds, 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter there at, I think it's called Giant Stadium now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Change
of
name.
Yep.
Let's get to the highlights. The goal of the day came in the first quarter. He's got some mobility, this guy. Only took the one mark, big 2 metre Peter Wright. Kicked a goal from long range after I think he may have won a free kick, but this one was a snap on the boundary line. It was an absolute beauty at the 14-minute mark of the first quarter.
Ball is sprayed away. Lukosius picks it up. Handball to Peter Wright. It's a miracle goal! And he's managed to kick it! Unbelievable! Wright has got two now.
Certainly did get two. And, yeah, that was a great goal on the boundary line. The Hamlin Hanger mark of the day, Kozer. George Haaland-Smith, last quarter, the former Cat. Didn't do a lot today. Was serviceable, so he'd be probably better for the run. This was when the Suns were really pressing in that last quarter, trying to even up the score. I think they may have been a point behind. And the ball came out side of 50 from a quick kick out of defence by the Saints. And George Haaland-Smith took a really, really strong, courageous mark. Running against the flight of the ball. So the Hamlin Hanger mark of the day goes to George Haaland-Smith.
One of the Suns got right up there, and Haaland-Smith has taken a Hamlin Hanger. That was great work by George Haaland-Smith, the former Cat. He marked it 52 out. Yeah, Josh Battle had a nice mark as well. He was very good for the Saints.
Who was the Gold Coast Sun player in that last quarter right at the end and nearly took just before
it was a swallow. I think it was that got up there. He certainly has done well on one leg. It almost was going to be a Hamlin Holmes hanger, and that's why we were talking about it. And then Haaland-Smith managed to get his in there too, Bucky.
Just those.
There's an extra two, I think, Bucky.
Yeah, there is an extra. Just quickly, those former Cats, 17 disposals to Haaland-Smith and 13 to Murdoch. We have an extra. Thank you, Brian.
Coming through was alone. He's been lively in the last 4 or 5 minutes. This way and that way. Oh, he fell over. He wanted to handball, then he wanted to kick. And deliberate. Don't tell me he's been done for deliberate.
Oh, no.
He actually fell over.
He deliberately fell over.
That was...
He deliberately made himself look stupid.
Well, that's an umpire's no control. He actually fell over and then... He was like that one of those big, as I said, those big men that just flails out the front of car yards. He just went to fall over and tried to get the ball back and play handball. It went out of bounds and the umpire pinged him for delivery.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That was just no concept of the game.
Clanchy's on AFLW. Geelong Cats women got absolutely murdered by the Adelaide Crows, who make their way into the grand final now, isn't it, Bucky? Adelaide Crows?
Yeah, Adelaide Crows versus the Blue Girls, Blues. I think they're called. Yeah. Blue Girls next Sunday at the Adelaide Oval, and Carlton actually playing Port Adelaide, the men's team, on Saturday. So it's an all Carlton affair.
Heading across for the weekend?
Turn it up.
I think your parole officer doesn't leave outside the state.
I'm on.
Does that bracelet go off with you?
Well, I'm in a little bit of trouble at the moment, so it's best of my life. Probably the last place I need to be next weekend's in Adelaide.
Get back on Twitter, buddy.
Back
on Twitter.
That is about a wrap from a one-point game here. Benny, just quickly, next week, obviously, at krockfootball.com.au, you can find out all the details, all the footy news. King is all over that. But
yes,
next week, broadcast.
Certainly will. Pies take on the Tigers in what becomes an interesting game. The Cats will host the Demons down there at GMHBA Stadium. And on Sunday, I think the Hawthorn play the Bulldogs, which is
good games.
Yeah, so three good games next week on K-Rock Footy.
Just quickly, this is getting pretty ugly for the Bombers. They go into this season with plenty of hype. 4 behinds trail the Giants, 5-5-35, quarter time.
Well, Giants will
actually, second quarter,
stealing themselves after not being able to get there last year, and they'll be certainly looking for that this year. So Dylan Shield will be looking at that and saying, okay.
Should have gone to Carl.
He may not be saying that. Thanks, Bryzer. St Kilda, 13-7-85. The Gold Coast, it slipped through their fingers, 13-6-84. And in the end, it was entertaining. Not necessarily high quality or high class, but... those teams will be battling it out, you would suggest, at the lower reaches of the ladder. Thanks to Bryzer. Thanks to Davey Knott. Thanks to Pothole. Thanks to you, Kent Kingsley. Well done.
thanks for being here. Alan Richardson survives another week.
He does at the moment. The pressure, though, you would think might be mounting. Stewie, you must be looking at that decision not to take the Melbourne Paul Ruse job, because I think it might have been his before it was Goody's. I know that Paul Ruse is pretty keen on the coaching of Stewie Jew. Bucky, well done.
Thank you, Ian. I'm back home to myself.
It's padded too.
He's just got one built in.
Thank you, Ian.
Well done, Ben Casnelia.
Yeah, thanks, Koza.
All right, excellent work. So from here at Marvel Stadium, a one-point win to the St Kilda Football Club. Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warralilly. You heard it all on...
Karrobby!
Ball is sprayed away. Lukosius picks it up. Handball to Peter Wright. It's a miracle goal! And he's managed to kick it! Unbelievable. Wright has got two now.
Got time to find it on the ground. 51 out. High ball. It'll land 20 out. Ballard gets back. Takes a good mark. Hamlin Hanger contender from Ballard. Charlie Ballard.
Launches long at the Coventry end. And he split the middle and he's pumped up. All the Saints players get across to him. They're mucking around with it. Parker's working a treat. And has kept the ball in the attacking zone. And look at the Saints come for it. Now we've got a bit of a blue as well.
Webster's signing ball's a ripper. And opened it up. Who's that? McKenzie, is it? Oh, Sinclair runs the 35 and kicks the goal. Coming through was alone. He's been lively in the last 4 or 5 minutes. This way and that way. Oh, he fell over. He wanted to handball, then he wanted to kick. And don't tell me he's been done for delivery.
Oh, no.
He actually fell over.
He deliberately fell over.
That was...
He deliberately made himself look stupid.
Well, that's an umpire's no control. He actually fell over and then... No one in particular. Membry comes up, runs under it. Ball gets out the back. It's going to be a free kick. Is it to Membry? Was he told? Play on advantage. Parker takes that play on advantage and dribbles through. A goal.
The end of a wonderful Hamlin Hanger from Battle. Just got up, there was 4 or 5 there, and he swept across the front at centre half back and took a lovely grab for Hamlin Hanger. Really, we have to give this one a ride to make the distance. He's given himself every chance, and a good kick. Heath Buck gives it the thumbs up.
Wheels and goes, long left footer. That looks like a good kick. That's a great kick from Dean Cairn. Gresham takes the mark, plays on, and kicks the goal. From the throw up, he puts it to the top of the square, and there's a mark. It's Swallow again. Jeez, it's Moss Trooper. He's taped up that right knee. He comes in. I reckon he's hit that pretty well. He's kicked the goal. He liked it. Goal and a contender from the set shot.
One of the Suns got right up there, and Holland Smith has taken a Hamlin Hanger. That was great work by George Holland Smith, the former Cat. He marked it 52 out. Ball elevated again. This is the last throw at the stumps for the Suns, and they're going to be unsuccessful. Gresham chops it off. The kick will there. Lonnie will go nowhere. He's got no one to kick to. Time will run out for the Gold Coast Suns. There's the siren. St Kilda win it by a point, and it's almost like they've won a preliminary final to get themselves into the grand final. Jubilation for the Saints and Saints fans by the narrowest of margins. St Kilda 13-7-85, Gold Coast 13-6-84. The boys from Queensland, just hands on hips. Disappointing result.
For Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.